In this particular drill, the Tribal Health Center simulated a flu pandemic. Stacy Montooth with the Reno Sparks Indian Colony says this training helps providers prepare for a variety of emergencies.
It could be smallpox, it could be flu, it could be any kind of a virus, God forbid, some kind of biohazard, something related to terrorism that's intentional. If any of those outlandish scenarios were to take place, then the Washoe County Health District would call a state of emergency.
The Tribal Health Center is one of several facilities designated to help in a state of emergency. Trooper Duncan Dauber with the Nevada Highway Patrol also assisted with the drill.
We are transportation. A major part of assisting these supplies to make sure they get to where they need to go as quickly and as safely as possible.
For this exercise, Dauber oversaw the delivery of hundreds of the flu shots, which were actually given to participating patients. Tanya Hernandez lives at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and received an emergency alert system message about the drill. She says she's glad the center is a site that all people, including non-natives, can go to during a state of emergency.
It's for the community, and that's as it should be here. We want everybody to feel comfortable coming here.
The Tribal Health Center has the capacity to vaccinate about 150 people per hour in the event of an outbreak. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.